Previously on Stuart Super Happy Magical Fun Time of General Confusion and Wonderment.
So is that officially the end of Stuart Super Happy, etc.? It's a piece of bullshit title anyway.
Yes, we put it to bed ages ago now, Hugh. No more wacky adventures. Gee, the moon just shat on Earth, killing almost everyone. Think I'm okay, thanks.
We need you three to journey to the center of the moon to find out for certain what the hell is going on and stop the explosions of space-time, or the entire world shall perish for some reason.
We are outside.
What, Spam? Spam, where did his eyes go?
Take the eyes out of their sockets!
Shit, grab him, Hugh! Spam, what's going on? Oh, Hugh, oh God, it was horrible.
What happened?
I had a flashback to when I was on the last ever episode of Jim'll Fix It when I was a kid.
Would you like me to fix that penis of yours for you?
No!
Stuart, we can't see anything. Describe it like you're in a radio something.
Oh, I can't be asked. It looks like the apocalypse has started. Again. The moon's in pieces and the lizard armies are taking over. Computer, engage return to Earth. It's time to take these bastards to hell. Now on Stuart's Super Happy Magical Fun Time, General Confusion and Wonderment. Earth fleets are being overwhelmed. It all makes my penis very sad.
Where am I? Oh, it hurts.
It's okay, we'll get a doctor and get your eyes put back in.
How do you get your eyes back in again?
Oh, I must have pasted mine back in with yogurt or something. Now, come on, I really don't like the look of this war zone.
That's probably the first time anyone's used the word war zone like that.
Ah, shut up, let's just get moving.
Hold it, Stuart.
Oh, fuck, I forgot the entire planet was looking for us.
Just do what he wants. I just want my eyes back and my penis chugged.
Okay, take us to your leader.
Actually, my orders are to kill you.
Oh, fuck. Great idea, Will.
I have no fucking eyes. What did you expect?
Okay, let's think. How to get out of this? The lizard people are part android, part of the Electric Jesus program, so... Oh, yeah, I shot a guy. How the fuck do you like that? Let's just go. I can't see. Stop it describing everything, you cunt. Yes, no more lizards to mess with us, so let's go.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, fuck. And now there's millions of them.
I told you jinxes weren't just superstition.
Oh, yeah, well, come get me, you bastards. Come get me. Hey, I'm in a dressing room. Shit, this is bad. I have awful memories of dressing rooms. Awful, sweaty memories of dressing rooms. No, I don't.
Stu.
Oh, Hugh! Where are we?
It's horrible. He's horrible. You won't believe it.
You got your eyes back, though. How'd that happen?
It's not good, trust me. These new eyes keep playing the Pirates of the Caribbean movies superimposed over my vision. You are Jack. It's terrifying.
Oh, Jesus, you poor bastard. Pirates of the Caribbean movies forever.
And they don't even play the only good one.
Shit, where's Will?
He's probably on set, I think. He told us to go out there now.
Who did?
Those two.
Two? Huh, odd, I didn't expect that. Okay, let's get this over with. The crackpot and anal bag said something about a beast that's in charge of the lizards or something. Okay, let's get moving and do whatever they want us to do and leave. We have to find Bonkers Fuck. Oh god, not him.
Yes, dude. I'm here to tell you all about my new project. I'm Steven Schwarzberg, I'm making a movie, we got 46 cameras, 2nd unit filming in, California, they're making, the big boomy people, George Clooney, Matt Damon, they will say on, we're gonna make a big, epic mess, and in the end, we will end up with Rachel.
Oh god, not Steven Soderbergh again, and... Wait, is that Tommy Wiseau?
Oh, hi, Stuart. I am Creepy Long-Haired Man from The Room, the movie. It is my debut feature film, and it is about romance and betrayal.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Wiseau.
The Room movie is very good. It has people and actors and spoons and sets and props and characters.
Look, fuck off, Mr. Wiseau. Soderbergh, what's all this about?
Well...
Okay, fuck it. Mr. Wiseau, what's all this about?
Well, the lizard people decided to discredit you by making you appear in a movie about your life again. Written, directed, and acted in by me and Mr. Soderbergh.
Is fuck off a strong enough word for you?
Oh, Jesus, you're tearing me apart, Stuart!
Sorry, I just don't want to...
I'm fed up with this bullshit. I'm gonna go and look sad in the corner or something. Oh, hi, Hugh. How's your sex life?
My eyes are bleeding again!
That is nice, Hugh. I buy you red dress to wear during your sex scene with this lizard monster.
Yeah, that is good, and you bring that along. If we paint over there the nation that is completely destroyed, the conspiracy of the, Gravitas, the sequel, I don't think that will make a movie in my little mind.
Ah! Run, Hugh!
Oh no, he is running away. What should we do, Mr. Soderbergh?
Well, it's kind of tricky to be like this because we have our time, but actually the same all the time. I don't know who you are or where you're here, but you seem like a stand-up type.
Okay, we shall walk into the walls and eat our fists. Yay!
I can't stand
it! Hey, where did Stuart and Hugh go? We should play football with them.
Fuck, I think we got rid of them.
Hey! This is the pub where we got taken by those scientists.
Yeah, it seems like such a long time ago now.
Stuart, you know we can't stop for a drink.
Let me think about that.
Ow! My eye!
Okay, drink it is.
Hey, Lloyd. Slow night, huh?
Stuart, that's in very bad taste.
Oh, come on.
For one thing, there's a skeleton right there.
Maybe we should try and get some TV reception.
Hello? Does the word apocalypse mean nothing to you? We're on the run from hundreds and thousands of lizard people.
Hey, I got it working.
We need to hide the movie. A bug always makes the wheel. Be away with previous wheel. No hero and first day boom. We might feel about sweet and we would have a idea.
Oh, hi, babe. I got you some flowers. You so sexy, chicken.
Oh, Christ, I did not touch a chicken. Where did all these rumors come from? And that's not even how you have sex with a chicken.
How would you know?
Never you mind, Christ.
Right, we gotta get moving.
Why? It won't make any fucking difference. We just stop an apocalypse and another will happen. We're not fucking superheroes.
Yeah, but world ending.
It's just gonna keep going on and on, and we're not gonna end up with any sort of resolution or meaning to any of it. We stop the takeover by robot aliens, Earth exploding, pterodactyls, Satan. Where does it end, Hugh? Where the fuck does it end?
Alright, look. If we finish this, we can go back to sitting on the sofa and watch TV. You want to watch South Park, right?
You mean it?
Yeah. If another apocalypse happens, I'm sure that world governments can deal with it and we can watch South Park.
Really?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to keep saying we're going to watch South Park. And if we're not going to watch South Park, we actually might make things better by not getting involved. All these aliens and worlds seem to have a grudge against you.
Phew, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. Anyway, let's see if we can find Will or Bonkers Fuck, see if we can get a conclusion out of this.
No. Detonator is in place! Earth explosion will take place in 7 hours!
Soon this pitiful universe shall let me through. All shall perish beneath the might of the lizard people.
Where the fuck did you get that sword from?
Out of a room that appeared from nowhere.
Makes sense to me.
What was that?
You made me poo myself.
My people have been watching your civilization with disgust all these years. You undervalue each other, deceive each other. All the while, I and my people lie behind your precious moon, watching and deciding if mankind is worth sacrificing to allow me passage into this world.
What the fuck's this cunt on about?
The gateway through the moon isn't strong enough for myself, but there is another deep beneath the sleek little town of Bangor in North Wales. The earth will explode tonight. You will let me through. You have 7 hours.
Fuck, what do we do? And where the hell's Will when you need him?
I'm right here.
Oh, wait, what?
Where the hell have you been, you fat bastard?
I wandered off somewhere. There was a pretty butterfly.
Sweet, we're all together at last. It's just occurred to me that's never happened before, except in festival shows, and that one we did a few months ago.
Yeah, that's a bit disturbing. We've never actually saved the world together.
Well, anyway.
Why are you holding your sword to the sky and doing some dramatic pose?
You always have to ruin my moment, don't you?
Sorry, it just seemed a little pretentious.
Just do your stupid dramatic bit. Okay, gentlemen. All two of you. It's time to go back to where this all started. Storm FM studio in Bangor, North Wales.
How do you know that's where the detonator was placed? I mean, it's a pretty big town with a lot of turnings. You can't even get...
Ow! Stop ruining my moments!
Report shows Stuart Hardy is making his way here, Professor.
Good. Prepare the guards for their arrival.
Oh, Christ, dear. Do we have to? I don't want to walk up that bloody hill again.
You're interdimensional beings of power. You shouldn't have a problem with hills.
But this town just has too many.
Whatever.
Igor, where are you, you miserable wretch?
Where is it now, Master?
Christ, for an ignorant genetic clone of myself, you aren't half slow.
Well, maybe I want to be.
Do you have PMT again or something?
You always bring that up.
Anyway, reports on the explosive placement.
The explosives have been laid in the pit. When they explode, the vortex will split the planet in half. Can I go play video games and eat ice cream now? This is really boring.
No, you were created to do my bidding.
But all the other genetic clones get to.
Well, all the other genetic clones are bastards. Now get to it.
Ah, oh, Christ. Even when it's the end of the world, these trains are so slow.
Well, maybe they can't get the staff anymore. You know what I'm saying?
5 hours. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, didn't we have a magical seal that would appear out of nowhere and teleport us places?
Yeah, he said he would appear whenever anyone said the word seal. Seal! Lying cunt, I'll club that little shit to death.
Hello, Stuart!
There he is, get him!
What's that inside me?
Will, get out of him! No, Stuart, we want him here.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, whenever I see a seal, I feel like I have to club it to death.
Just so you know, I'm here to help you stop the explosion of the Earth, yeah!
Alright, come here, you little bastard!
Stu!
But he's so annoying!
Well, you're just gonna have to put up with me! Yay!
Oh, God, what's he doing?
I'm gonna do my happy dance! Yay! You know you
love me. I know you care. Oh, God! It's happening again! I'm having a seizure!
I'm so happy! I'm so happy! Yay! Yay! La 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 la!
I'm gonna gut you, you little cunt! Hey, we're in Bangor!
Why are there all these spaceships and little people around?
Because it's where the space-time portal is. Fucking duh. Oh, fuck.
Yay! Lizard people! Funny lizard people! Yay!
Oh, fuck you!
Well, at least Justin Bieber's dead. I console myself with that.
Hugh, we're about to die. If we end up in hell again, we're probably gonna have to see Justin Bieber.
Oh. Oh, God, no.
And it'll probably make us watch him in concert.
No! Not Justin Bieber! Fuck you!
Handcuff them to the railings over there. I'm sorry. We have to meet like this once more, gentlemen.
You could at least put your penis away. You're about to kill us anyway.
Well, I am about to kill Will and Hugh here, not you, Stuart.
Look who's teacher's favourite student.
You, Stuart, will be sent through the vortex to the green world to meet the Lizard Master.
The explosion of the world will give energy to the vortex beneath the planet to allow the passage of such an evil, evil creature.
Okay, that sounds much worse. I'd rather die now, please.
Shove him through, my lizard fiends.
Let go of me!
Now, gentlemen, you have a choice of death. You could either A, be devoured by my lizard people, or B, be devoured by my lizard people. There really wasn't a choice there. But look at my magnificent member. I said I didn't want to be here, and this plot was stupid, but no.
We're about to die. The Earth's about to explode to break the seal on the vortex. Could you please stop fucking complaining?
Did somebody say seal?
Where is he? I'll gut you, you little cunt.
You've really spent too much time listening to what Stuart says. You should just tune it out like I do. He sounds like white noise to me now.
Magical seal attack! Magical seal attack! Yay!
No, my lizard people, they're all dead.
Yay! Seal happy dogs! Yay! Baby,
ooh!
Little baby, 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 ooh! Yay,
seal happy! Die! Die! Hugh, we need to help Stuart. Now bonkers fuck, how do we deactivate the explosions? There's a massive magic button you press, genius. Listen, bonkers fuck, if you don't tell me, you don't want to know what I'm going to do to you. No, this is actually how you do it. It's on this handheld unit here. Great, thanks. Now let's see how this works. I'd still like to know what you were going to do to me.
Well... Hello? Is there anyone there? Jimmy Savile?
Now then. I was about that then. I was the beast of a million forms all along.
God, you've mutated. There's green slimy shit everywhere.
I am the lord of all. I am King Jimmy. I take a million forms and own all asses across the universe.
My God, you're the king of the lizard people?
Oh yes, I am master of this eternal green realm, the beast of the pit, all that lovely stuff. Marvellous, marvellous.
But you're not a lizard. Why are you in charge of lizards, and why green?
Think back, Stuart, back all those years ago.
When I was on Jim'll Fix It, in your dressing room.
Do you like it, Stuart?
It looks scary.
What does it look like, Stuart?
It looks like a lizard.
A lizard? Why the hell do you think it looks like a lizard?
And the spunk, Jimmy Savile's spunk, was green. Wait, how the hell does this work?
Well, it's quite simple. In life, I was the ancient incarnation of an alien deity who went homicidal and started molesting children. I thought that was quite clear. When you moved to the coordinates of the lizard people, you were invoked with the power of the ancient one, who would grow to destroy us.
But why lizards?
They weren't always lizard people. They've evolved to become what you fear the most.
But I'm not afraid of lizards.
No, but you are afraid of my penis.
Okay, this sort of all makes sense now.
Anyway, you will now bow before me as the Earth explodes and I shall be victorious.
Or how about I don't?
You'll do as Jim bloody well says. Remember, I fixed it for you to kick Prince Philip in the shins.
Yeah, well, I've got over my fear of Prince Philip since he had his face clawed off by tarantulas. And guess what? I've got over another fear too.
That's very naughty. Should have asked your mummy if you could touch the sharp things. What are you doing with that? Ah, you son of a fucking bitch.
It's over, Savile. No more.
My goodness gracious, you cut my fucking dick off, you cunt hole. And you kicked me in the shins.
Finally did that for someone who deserved it. Dickhead.
Stuart, thank Christ you're back. What about the beast?
Dead. I shoved a sword in his crotch.
Wow. That was it?
Yeah, it was a bit of an anticlimax, to be honest.
Well, anyway, I can't get the back off this override unit to change the batteries.
What does it take?
AA. I don't have any either. And we only have 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Piece of piss. I'll just run to the shop and nick some.
Well, I don't know if it's that simple. Wait, yes, of course it's that simple. There's a massive button there that saves the world.
Actually, my dictaphone batteries have some power left. Okay, there we go.
Now just to press the button.
It's actually going to happen, isn't it? We're actually going to save the world again, at last. And with 20 minutes to spare.
And we finally get a happy ending out of this.
Yeah, a happy ending. Wait a sec, everything's good and happy now.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Suck my dick, Stuart. Yeah, it explodes tonight.
The evil mutant Jimmy Savile monster won in the end. And he went on to molest everyone in the universe.
Hey, where am I? Where's everything gone? There's nothing here, it's just whiteness.
Stuart! Hi there!
Oh god, who are you?
I'm a random person.
Yeah, I can see you're a random person, thanks. Why is there nothing here? It's just endless whiteness.
Oh, I thought you'd ask that. This is the real world, Stuart.
What?
Yeah, in the real world, nothing exists. There's nothing, and we're the only people here.
What about my show and Will and you?
They don't exist. They only exist inside your head.
But wait, so where are they now?
Probably dead and rotten in some awful hell dimension or something. Where am I?
Hello, Hugh. Remember me?
Oh, fuck. Do you want me to hit you with a brick again?
We had a deal, Hugh. Now you have to suck it, bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, where is this?
Ooh, three-way, my luck's in tonight.
Oh, Christ, fucking cunt nipples.
So, what do we do now?
I don't know.
Wanna play Scrabble until we die or something?
Scrabble doesn't exist.
Oh, what about Monopoly?
Nothing exists in the real world. There's nothing for you to do now.
So what's the point of any of it?
I don't know.
So I just stand here forever doing nothing?
Sounds about right.
Wow, that's bleak.
We can make funny faces if you want.
Okay.
Stu, you can't end like that.
Yes, I can. I just did.
Well, it's fucking stupid.
But you're ruining the beautiful mood that I've got going here.
Well, thank you for putting in my little spin-off thingy from my show, if I decide to do it, but seriously, why? To be honest, I was expecting this, but why?
But it's the mood. It's like bringing everything down and it... Okay, fuck it.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the...
I'm heading down the Atlantic Highway, looking for a love getaway, heading for the love getaway.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on down to the love shack. I got me a Chrysler, it seats about 20, so hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack baby.
The Love Shack baby.
Love Shack baby, Love Shack. Love Shack.
Time says, stay away, fools, cause mob rules at the Love Shack.
Well, it's set way back in the middle of a field, just a funky old shack, and I gotta get back.
Glitter on the mattress, glitter on the highway, glitter on the front porch, glitter on the hallway.
The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack baby.
The Love Shack baby.
Hugging and a kissing,
dancing and a loving, wearing next to nothing, cause it's hotter than an oven. The whole shack shimmies.
The whole shack shimmies when everybody's moving around and around and around. Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby. Folks lining up outside just to get down. Everybody's moving, everybody's moving, baby. Funky little shack, funky
little shack.
Popped in my Chrysler, it's as big as a whale.
I'm about to set sail.
I got me a car, it's about 20, so come on up and bring your jukebox money.
It's a Love Shack, in the middle of the place where we can get together.
Love Shack, baby.
Oh, yeah. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love Shack.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby, knock a little louder, babe. Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby,
knock a little louder, sugar.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby,
knock a little louder, sugar. I can't hear you.
bang,
bang, bang, bang on the door, baby. Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Bang. Your what? Tin roof rusted.
You've rusted.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love, baby, that's where it's at. Hugging and a kissing, dancing at the loving at the Love Shack.
Hey, yeah.
We have been Stuart Hardy, Will Carpenter, Hugh Carpenter. We are so, so sorry.
You've been listening to Stuart's Super Happy Magical Fun Time, Gender Confusion and Wonderment.
It has been generally confusing and wonderful.
Listening to Stuart's Super Happy Magical Fun Time of General Confusion and Wonderment. I'm not getting paid for this because Stuart is a little bit bent. This radio station is Storm FM, Storm FM. Now I want to tell them what we should do about Stuart's hair. Get a haircut. Get a haircut. Get a haircut. Get a haircut. Yeah.